from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Pallet Ball.
It's College Football Corner. News and notes from around the world of college football. Starring 92.9 The Game's former and always bowling champion, Andy Bunker.
It is a big deal.
And the guy who would have been as productive as Brock Bowers in college if he got the same amount of targets, yes. Randy McMichael.
It's time to update this one.
Well, I haven't done anything impressive lately.
Dog, you got paid off your car. You got a fence.
Oh, that's true.
Dog.
Owner of
and two kids.
Owner of his own element.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good point. What's your new one?
Oh, no, mine's perfect. Mine's perfect. Because right. I will always believe that. Mine's perfect.
All right, so Georgia's number one in the AP poll. Not surprising. I don't know if you care about this or not. I know you probably don't, but two of the last 20 AP number ones, or only two of the last 20 AP number ones, won the national championship.
Mm-hmm.
The other 18 didn't.
Right.
The AP poll curse.
Okay.
Are you worried about being cursed?
No, I'm not worried about being cursed. I'm worried about, you know, first of all, who's gonna be healthy when we play Clemson in 2 weeks?
Healthy in a tough schedule?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Who's gonna be healthy when we play Clemson in a couple weeks?
Fair enough.
I think that's a big thing. And, you know, just, I mean, the development of this defensive line, I think the offensive line's gonna be fine. Now, Clemson's defense is top 6 or 7 in America. Mm-hmm. They got some dudes over there, so that's gonna be a test. But, I mean, you're coming off of a situation where you have one of the most dominant single players in college football, and Brock Bowers, he's gone. There's no security no more. We don't win that Auburn game last year if it wasn't for Brock Bowers.
True.
You know, and so he's gone. Who's going to take that mantle? And it's going to be a collection. You're going to be able to spread the ball around. What did Bobo do? Because one thing I know about Bo went back and he got some new stuff going on. He got some new stuff in that kitchen. He's cooking. But my this defensive line is going to be the make or break for Georgia. Mykael Williams needs to play and needs to live up to what I was posting last year about him. He needs to be a guy that's projected to be a top 5 pick.
Yeah.
Now, Tennessee, they got a defensive end. He's a top 5 pick right now. There's certain players. He needs to do that.
Yeah,
he
LSU has one.
He needs to be a singular one-man damn wrecking crew. And also, obviously, the guys in the interior. But him?
Yeah, what's interesting about the guys in the interior is these are not new guys.
Uh-huh.
These are seniors.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
But Stackhouse has been here.
They got their ass whooped last year.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's my thing is like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
who's the young guys behind
usually
them?
The interior defensive linemen for Georgia, when they're going to be studs, are usually studs when they're juniors and you kind of know it, and then they're gone.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or they were studs when they were sophomores, and then you luckily get them one more year, and then they're gone. No, I mean, I'm not saying Nazir Stackhouse and Warren Brinson can't do it, but those guys have been around.
Yeah, like, man.
There's a reason they're
more.
Still here.
They need more. Yeah. They need more. They need those type of. I mean,
Xavier McCloud is a guy people talk about.
They need more guys to do all those different things. But yeah, I think, you know, just because of the schedule. But I just, you know, I view Georgia. The depth has always been on their side. You know, it's always been, and you got a quarterback and Carson Beck. You got weapons to throw the ball to. There now ain't no Brock Bowers, but you got some damn good players, and you got and I don't know who the hell I don't forget who said this, but I think it might have been Rusty. Somebody said the staple of back, because everybody's talking about Etienne.
Yeah.
But then you got Branson Robinson coming back. Mm-hmm. You got, what's the kid, Rodriguez, the big kid out of California. Then this young boy who's got all them Zuzus and everything. So you got a nice room there. And you're able to, I think this is a room where when you talk about Sony and Nick and all these guys are maybe a little bit more versatile. You know, as Etienne is like far as catching the ball out of the backfield and doing different things in space like that. And so, I mean, you got some advantages in that, but and the offensive line is just as good as anybody in America. But, yeah, I think that the Georgia defense line and Mykael Williams, it's on them.
Yeah, and look, and health and playing your best at the right times and all that kind of stuff. They're in that mix. Is there a team that's in the top 10 in the AP? You got Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, Alabama, Ole Miss, Notre Dame, Penn State, Michigan, Florida State, that you just don't really buy? Because I think you can get well down that list and you're like, yeah, like things break right. They've got the offense to do it. They've got depth here on defense. This team, they haven't done it yet, but they've got this. Like, is there a team in that top 10 you're like, yeah, I don't see it.
Oh, Florida State. Florida State's definitely
there. That's how I feel
there.
About Michigan.
And I think Michigan the same way. Now, Michigan got a top-tier defense. They got a lot of those guys. They were just depleted offensively. Yeah.
And they do have that running back who went off in the national championship back as well.
Speaking of their offense, I just saw there's their guy who quarterback last year, J.J. McCarthy, is expected to undergo knee surgery.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and so it will determine how long he will be out. So I guess he did a little something in the game this weekend. So, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, so that's just breaking news right there for them, for the Minnesota Vikings.
I guess Sam Darnold is up.
Yeah, man. And my thing with Lane Kiffin is, can he win a big game? He got the talent.
Yeah.
He got the talent. Can he win a big game? We understand the pressure that's on Ryan Day. They are freaking loaded. Can this quarterback coming over K-State, can he – Whatever you want to call it, can he elevate them? Is he going to be better than I think he's better than what they had last year.
Right, but is he good enough?
Is he good enough to elevate all that great talent? And you know, when you look at Texas, I mean, Texas got everything. They lost all the receivers. Yeah. But it's supposed to be all this Texas recruiting thing.
They restocked.
They got Ferraris out in the walkway.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
when we talked about this a couple weeks ago, I was more focused on all the guys that had left.
Yeah.
And Remember the kid that caught that touchdown pass that beat?
Yeah, they lost the run. They lost the top tailback.
Auburn,
but it's Texas. They still have tailback.
Yeah, they'll probably. Yes. Now, he might. That's a big deal that they lost him for sure.
Yeah.
They got Isaiah Bond from Alabama. Yeah. That's the kid that caught that pass to beat Auburn in the Iron Bowl last year. They got a great receiver from Oregon State. I know nobody knows anything about Oregon State, but that dude's a baller. They got a dude from Houston. Is there a team 10 through 20 that you think is better than their ranking? Like a team that's got, like, I wouldn't be surprised if Penn State kind of falls off later. Michigan for sure. Florida State, no doubt. I always feel that way about Notre Dame.
I mean, I like Freeman. I think he's a coach. Is this kid, is he better than who's the damn quarterback from Wake Forest that went for last
Hartman?
Year? Yeah, Hartman. Is this kid better than Hartman? I think he is.
Yes.
I think he is.
From Duke?
Yes. Yeah, I think he is. And so you look at him, you look at this. Well, we talking about Clemson defense?
Yeah.
Notre Dame defense, right there. I mean, they got some dudes, man.
And I think
Ohio State is the best freshman in America. That damn receiver, goodness gracious, Andy.
We'll get back.
Oh, goodness gracious.
No need to rush it.
Goodness gracious.
We're talking about this. All right.
Goodness gracious.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.